This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Hopefully everyone had a good weekend, because I sure didn't. I felt like a kid in college that was drinking all night, just throwing up at the toilet, man. It was rough for me, but I hope everybody else had a good weekend. I want to play this funny, I want to call it a game, but I got a couple stories from this weekend, and I want to know if these folks actually took it too far. So, Sunday Night Football, Dallas were facing the 49ers. And look, the Cowboys got kind of cooked. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Mike Leslie, a reporter at WFAA in Dallas, tweeted during this Cowboys game. I think he retweeted a video mm-hmm. of Trayvon Diggs. And he tweeted and said, "What is Trayvon Diggs doing on this play?"
Yeah.
And it was the play where George Kittle got all the way down to the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Here is Trayvon Diggs. He has some words to say about this young man and his tweet.
Took from that, out of that whole play, that's what you took from that. You don't know football. You can't do nothing that I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Stop playing me, bro.
Just asking a question, Trayvon. I mean, I'm happy to have you answer the question.
Question. Out of that whole play, that's what you took from that. That's what you got from that. That whole play, that's what you got from that.
I'm asking.
We can talk about it more. What were you doing that?
Now, let me remind y'all what he tweeted. He tweeted, "What is Trayvon Diggs doing on this play?"
Yeah, so the play,
I think that was it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was nothing extra. He ain't put no sauce on it.
No, but I mean, it's the implication behind it. So on the play, Trayvon Diggs is, I mean, he's on right side corner. So his wide receiver goes, and it's kind of like there's a wheel route that comes out behind it with, it was a slant mm-hmm. that Kittle caught, and then he's going up the sideline. He has man responsibilities there. So he is paying attention to the man that he is running with. Then he sees Kittle, then he turns, and he is the second closest man, but you can see him kind of slow up a little bit. I think that's ultimately where we're getting at. And then he when he realizes, oh, that guy's not getting to him, he puts it in another gear, tries to go and tag George Kittle. So in some ways, you can either think that Leslie is asking, why didn't he do anything about that? And I imagine that might be one of the things that Diggs is thinking about, like, hey, how can you not see that wasn't my responsibility? Or he might be talking about, yo, why is Trayvon Diggs throttling down when the play's still going?
Right.
And at which point Trayvon is mad at him basically impugning his character, especially because around them parts, they be worrying about if Trayvon Diggs is willing to go and tackle, mm-hmm. get his nose dirty, those types of things. So it's like, oh, here's another time it's Trayvon not getting after it, which I'm sure Trayvon is not trying to hear. But ultimately, the big thing about this for me, Lopez, is that Their owners breaking bad with actually that's more important. Whatever I was gonna say. Hey, let's talk about D's nuts. Not never is that not funny. That is funny every single time.
It's just so every funny time. Because I seen him going after the reporter first.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, this reporter must have been calling his game out.
See, that's the point, Figgy. That's the most important thing.
He then went all the way. You don't know ball and all this other stuff.
How is this any different from any city, anywhere, whether it's reporters, but let's just say reporters saying sarcastically or critically, mm-hmm. you know, what is player X doing on this play? Happens every week, everywhere. It's and to be that, like all of a sudden, I think he just felt bad that he got caught out.
I think that the team owner is out here breaking bad with the media, so now they can break bad with the media.
Yeah.
However, if you're going to break bad with the media, throw a D's nut choke in there. I'll laugh every time. I'm good with it. Like, I'm not going to moralize about, oh, man, take the criticism. Talk about these nuts. Yeah, you're right. You know what? Hilarious. I'm with it.
Hey, they're having a rough season, so I think everybody kind of a little frustrated over there. So, yeah, man. Did this person take it too far? I'm sticking with football on this one. So Kalen Saunders for the Saints had some things to say to Emmanuel Acho because of that play where Nathan Shepard made on Justin Herbert, where he kind of twists his leg. Looked like he was trying to break his leg off. Yeah.
He called it a gator roll.
Yeah. So Acho tweeted, this play was dirty as hell, just blatantly trying to injure Justin Herbert. No place in the game for this. Absolute trash. Correct. Trash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kalen responded to this. Ho, if you actually watch the play, you see that he hit him right before Justin underhand flipped the ball to the RB to avoid the sack. He thinking Herbert still has the ball. STFU with that lame ass bleep.
Nah.
Yeah, I agree.
Did he take it too far?
Well, yeah, first of all.
That was a dirty play.
Yeah, I mean, first of all that extra stuff.
Yeah.
Right, in that tweet was doing a lot. But yes,
starting off calling somebody a hoe.
Yeah. You started with
watched the play.
that one also, if you actually watch the play, is like, oh, okay.
Yes.
You questioned.
So I wasn't watching the play from the first time.
Mm-hmm. Also, we all got eyes. He was wilding.
It was a dirty play.
Like, is that his man's or something?
See the offensive lineman come in?
He jumped up in defense in a way where, like, hey man, that's indefensible. He was out here trying to
office lineman like that.
Yeah. That guy wasn't having it.
I need people in my life just in general like that.
Yeah, I need some bodyguards like that.
Is it bad that I thought about last week when we were talking about the lineman not coming to CJ Stroud's defense?
I thought about it too.
Because that man, he jumped right in there. And not only did he hit him to the point where Justin Herbert had to come get him. All right, that's enough.
He came out the screen. He wasn't even in the frame. He just came out. Whoosh.
He's gonna get a nice watch out of the deal at the end of the season. Him.
Hey, Justin need to take care of that
little
man.
Rolex,
right there.
Something like that.
All right, is this going too far?
Yes.
You already know where I'm going.
Yes, I do.
So a man exposes his sister's secret OnlyFans account to her fiance just weeks before the wedding. So let me break this story down.
Mm-hmm.
So he began, he mentioned this on Reddit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people like to vent out on Reddit for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So he began by saying this. So my sister Amy is getting married next month to Tom. They've been together for 3 years and seems perfect for each other. Tom, a bit more traditional, comes from a conservative family. Last week I was hanging out with my buddy Mike. He was scrolling through OnlyFans and suddenly goes, dude, isn't this your sister?
What?
I looked and said, holy bleep, it was Amy. She's been running this account for over a year, posting pretty explicit stuff. I was stunned. Amy has always been a good girl of the family, he continued. The man confronted his sister, who begged him not to tell Tom. So she broke down and admitted everything. She started it to pay off student loans, but she kept it going because the money was so good.
Mm-hmm.
She begged me not to tell Tom, saying she'll stop and delete everything. Here's the thing. Tom's talked before about how he could never be with somebody who does sex work.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even like it when Amy wears revealing clothes. I gave Amy a week to come clean. She didn't. Now the wedding is in 2 weeks, and I can't shake that feeling that Tom's walking into a marriage built on lies, the man explained. So he decided to tell Tom, who was left devastated and ultimately called off the wedding. So the man continues to say how everyone's mad at me. Amy's a mess, saying I ruined her life. Our parents think I should have kept my mouth shut. Tom is thankful, but the whole situation is just effed. I feel like bleep, but also Tom deserved to know.
So here's the thing. That's his sister.
Yeah.
That's his sister. And I said, yes, he went too far. I mean, obviously a lot of people in that situation would want to know, but that's on her to tell him. That's on her to tell him, I think.
So you think he did the right thing?
I think he did the wrong thing.
I think morally, I see where you do it. I don't know that I could have done it, though, yeah. Right? Like, because here's the thing. That's the type of situation that you get into where you are doing the right thing, and depending on how that person responds, they might not be happy about you doing the right thing. Tom is the instance where I'm talking about. Like, because it seems like there was a genuine bond towards Tom where he was like, nah, this dude deserves to know. And especially because, like, hey, that would have definitely caused some issues down the line, right? But I just don't know that I could have myself in people's business like that. With all that being said, the part of this story that I really took issue with, scrolling OnlyFans, my boy?
Yeah.
So you and your homeboy were sitting together, hanging out, and he was scrolling OnlyFans. What do y'all do when y'all are hanging out?
He said it like it was Instagram.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, man, he was just scrolling OnlyFans together at the same time.
And scroll just scroll OnlyFans.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Is this Amy?
Yeah. It's a little dicey. I mean, you know, because first of all, the other thing, I shouldn't say first of all, like, if he was that conservative and didn't even want her to dress like in revealing clothes, and she's doing OnlyFans, probably wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
That marriage
probably would have ended.
And I think that's probably why I was like, yo, let him know right now, save them some time.
Yeah.
But also, that's not my business to be in.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would have. I definitely would have had to talk with her, be like, nah, that ain't cool, man.
Just, and it seems like you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did my part.
Yeah.
Like, that's on y'all. That's y'all business.
Yeah, you take it from here.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing on me. Sometimes being truthful makes everything worse.
Yeah.
All right, this is the last thing right here. So KFC wants you to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken. Have you heard about this?
Have not.
No.
So KFC teamed up with a sleep company called Hatch for a new white noise sound. And that sound is chicken being fried. People think it sounds like rain. So I want to give it a test right here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to see if they're taking it too far with this. But I want to give it a test to see if you could go to sleep to the sound of frying chicken.
Absolutely.
It's just white noise.
It's not the smell of frying chicken.
It's the sound of fried chicken.
I used to use a white noise machine, but now that we're kind of close to a highway where I live, you kind of hear the cars going by, and it's very soothing at a distance, you know. White noise machines are really cool, work.
If that's something that you need, it's kind of that kind of drill. I mean, that when it comes to like Foley, you know how they Foley, they make sound for films and TV and stuff. They use the sound of fried chicken for rain. Like, that is something that they actually
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm. So, like, yeah, this falls in.
This would work.
I just don't get why KFC is always so involved in these bits instead of just, like, doing good food.
Hey, they hanging on by a thread.
They are.
Man.
They
it's
really
just always
are.
Some crazy bit that they doing.
And they used to be strong, man.
Man, they were top notch.
They were strong.
They were top notch, man. Now, they got to do bits like this now.
But I have no problem with this. I think it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Like I said, not the smell. The smell would keep me up all night. The sound.
All right. Yeah.
I can't sleep to white noise, man. It got to be so quiet.
I liked it.
I can't sleep with the TV on. I can't do none of that.
I had the ocean.
Quiet.
I had the ocean.
I can't even do that.
That was pretty sweet.
All right. That's the mixtape. Yeah. You get it at 120 every weekday right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, we're getting ready to hand off to our guys, Clint and Ron, in the drive. We'll get you set up for that next.